The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Did you know that God is a playful God? It said it in the first reading. As the Spirit was playing on the waters, God was watching and delighted. So we've learned something from Scripture, first reading. God's a playful God. He wants us to be playful, delightfully playful, enjoying his creation, which is given to us, and to praise him for it. So isn't that wonderful? We have a playful God. We need to remember that, because sometimes we think God is this severe judge when in fact he's a loving father. Now we're the severe judges because we either do what we're supposed to do or not and we'll be judged accordingly. But God's always saying, come to me, I'm your father, I'm your daddy, I'm Abba. Be playful, delight in the world. We believe that we are created in the image and likeness of God. So we got to know who this God is. We got to know what is God all about, so forth and so on, so that we can understand who we are. So when we have a feast like this, the Feast of the Holy Trinity, we're going to learn something about who God is and how we are called to be like God. Now, it's difficult for human beings, and it always will be, even in heaven, to fully grasp who God is. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas said, it's easier to say what God is not than what he is. Because God said, a mystery, we will never know fully what God is, but we will experience a joy in heaven getting to know God throughout eternity. But we need to know who this God is as much as we can. So as we look at this Feast of the Trinity, three words came to my mind: Trinity, unity, community, as a way of looking at the Trinity and who we are. So we believe in a Trinity, one God, three divine persons, all co-equal, all eternal. And again, we can't fully understand what this is all about, but we believe that this is true. And so as God reveals himself as a Trinity of divine beings, we can look at it and say, oh, I wonder what that's all about. How does that affect me? And then unity, well, there it goes with the Trinity. Despite being three persons, they're one, fully, completely one. Now, of course, we should already be mind-boggled by it, because how can you be three and one at the same time? But it's mystery. And yet we know that is revealed truth to us. Then we get to community, which I think is a great word to talk about the Most Holy Trinity, because that's a word we can kind of understand. So if we look at the Trinity, we're looking at the divine original community, one together. And as we listen to the theologians, the spiritual writers, we look at Scripture, we know that all three are always in sync. They're always together. In fact, one of the images that some theologians have come forth with to kind of look at how the Trinity is the image of dancing. Three beings dancing together. Now, if you're going to have three beings dancing together, they've got to be in sync with one another. They've got to know exactly what the other one's going to do, when they're going to do it, so that there's perfect unity, perfect synchronicity, and perfect community. And then if we take that further, The lives of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all about giving, are all about nurturing, are all about creating. And God's still creating. He's still creating the universe and us. He's sustaining us. But he's always giving to us. He's not holding anything back, nothing. That's this unity, this community, this Trinity. They're always giving to us what we need. So the Father holds nothing back. He loves fully the Son. The Son fully loves the Father. The Father, Son fully love the Holy Spirit. Nothing is held back. And God, as I've said in previous homilies, when Adam and Eve sinned, God could have said, well, that's it. That's it. But he didn't. And so he continued to send help. He sent Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He sent Moses. He sent David. He sent John the Baptist. He held nothing back. But these human beings could not do what only God could do. So God did not, the Father did not cling to his Son and say, I'm not putting you down there. But he said, yes, go. Go. I let go of my love for you so that I can love you in an even fuller way as you become God, the Son, Son of Man, the incarnate God. So God the Father was so loving, he sent his only Son. As we know, he suffered and died and rose from the dead. That's love. That's community love. It's about the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And when Jesus rose to the Father, ascended to the Father, the Father, he didn't leave us orphans. Even though Jesus is not physically with us, he is certainly fully with us. And he sent the Holy Spirit to be our advocate, the one to help us understand even more who God is and what we are called to be. So if we look at the few things I've just talked about, who are we? Well, we're part of this divine community because we are the body of Christ. So we are already participating in the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, of course, is our model on how we are called to go even deeper into our relationship with God. And like God, not hold anything back. God let his Son become a human being. The human being did not cling to his divinity. He did not cling or defend his life. He let it go for us. That's great community when all people in a community are always looking out for one another. Because it's not about me. It's about all of us. My welfare, my heavenly home, my desire for that is dependent on this community, this body of Christ. So if we really want to be what we were called to be in the image and likeness of God, it means a constant dying to ourselves and of giving fully even unto our lives so that we can be what God created us to be. And it began in baptism when we were configured to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Because remember, we're baptized in the name of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. When we begin Mass, we say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There again, Trinity, this community of unity, Trinity, a beautiful community that wants us to be like them. So this constant giving, though it means pain, though it means suffering, though it means death, it also means great glory and great joy. And it may be hard to find that joy or see where God's doing it. But again, that's where we as a community have to walk with one another. We have to be there for one another. We have to support one another. We have to put aside things that are just not ultimately important so that we can focus on who we are as the body of Christ, as in relationship to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and go into the world to proclaim the goodness of God. So I always say this, you know, the real work for us is when we go out those doors, because we're supposed to live what we have heard and learned and take it out to other people. Many people don't know God. They don't know there's a God that loves them, loved them to death, who wants them to know that they are his delightful children, this playful God who wants all people to come and be his children and one day inherit the kingdom of God. So that's our work. And I'm sure if you read the papers or listen to the news, there's just so much negative, heavy, tragic, suffering news. And it can get to us, and it does. But again, that's where the community comes in, where we're supposed to be remind one another, yes, it's bad out there, but we've got the light of Christ. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can go into the world, find the lost, find the suffering, find those who are in their homes locked away and don't know where to turn. This past week, I was on priest retreat at Notre Dame Retreat House, and the presenter was a priest from the Diocese of Worcester. And as a pastor, he was saying to his people, you know, how are we going to get people to know we're here? Not just members of the community, the parish, but other people. So they said, well, let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's go door to door, knock on doors and say, we're here. We're open. We would love you to come, either come back to church or come to our church, because we have the healing word of God. And if we did that, which is really what we should be doing, to find those who are out there who are lost, people would perk up and say, wow, I've never heard that. I didn't know we had a playful God. I was frightened of God. I didn't know God delights in me. I didn't know the Holy Spirit has all these charisms, these gifts. Maybe I have the gift of healing. Can you imagine if that word got out and people started thinking that way instead of, oh, it's all doom and gloom? Things would change. They would change for us. They would change for our neighbors, people we have not yet met. And things would change for the world. Because when you take, I think it's about 1.5 billion Christians in the world, that's a huge amount. Even if you took 10% of them, that's a huge amount of people who really believe what they're told, that they're made in the image and likeness of God, that they have been endowed, empowered by God with fantastic gifts so that they can truly be a light to the world, a healing presence to the world. All those good things that we want, we are, we can be, we can grow into because of the Holy Trinity. So with the Holy Trinity, sky's the limit. Figuratively and literally, because that's our home with the Holy Trinity. But here and now, the work that we have been given is to go forth into the world, to take what we know about ourselves as made in the image and likeness of God, not just to share that information, but to use the power that God has given us to make changes in people's lives, to help them see that, in fact, that the world really is infused with the presence of God, and God wants all people to come to him to find healing, to find peace, to find the joy that only can come through God. So this week we celebrate Holy Trinity. Next week we celebrate the body and blood of Christ. Again, a great mystery. And yet it's a mystery that we know something about that nourishes us and strengthens us with the very divine body and blood of Christ, so that we can do exactly what I've been talking about. Because really, God does it all. He gives us everything we need to do it. All we have to do is consent to it, commit ourselves to it, and then practice it. We have to practice it. It's not going to come like that. But if we practice it, 2 by 2, 3 by 3, practice what we believe so that the world can come to know the Savior as we know the Savior, Jesus Christ, as we know the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.